USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least three deaths that may be associated with a rash of severe storms across the country so far. Deaths have been confirmed in the wake of storms that hit a trailer park in Indiana. However, it's still unknown precisely if they were linked to the weather. Tornadoes were spotted in Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana Thursday. During an overnight news conference, local authorities had acknowledged there could still be people trapped in damaged buildings. The Michigan father charged in connection with a deadly school shooting carried out by his teenage son is being found guilty. James Crumbly was found guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. The shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumbly, has already been found guilty on the same charges. Prosecutors say the couple turned a blind eye to their son's mental problems and left the gun used in the crime unsecured. Americans spent more money in February. USA's John Schaefer with more.
And it's sales at home improvement stores that are driving the increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. However, despite the rise in retail sales, gas prices also experienced an increase.
The nation's first ever offshore wind turbines are now operational off the coast of New York. Governor Kathy Hochul joined others to celebrate the occasion on Thursday.
We flip the switch and turn on the future.
They'll deliver electricity to roughly 70,000 New York homes and businesses. Kansas City Chiefs teammates Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are getting into the restaurant business together. The Super Bowl champions are opening a steakhouse at a high-dollar hotel in Kansas City. It'll be called 1587 Prime. Of course, that brand a nod to both players' jersey numbers. This is USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There is pressure mounting on Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a $95 billion bipartisan Senate foreign aid package up for a vote in the House. So far, Johnson and House GOP lawmakers say a return to Trump-era border security policy must come first. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Thursday, time for Ukraine is running out.
The chilling reality here is abundantly clear. Withholding critical weapons has not helped manage Putin's escalation. It is only emboldened him.
McConnell reiterated his belief that Putin will not stop at Ukraine. This week, Putin spoke openly again about the prospect of nuclear war with the West. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's putting together a bid to buy TikTok. He told CNBC Thursday that he's building an investor group to acquire the popular video app from ByteDance. This after the House voted Wednesday to approve a bill that would force the China-based company to sell the app or have the app banned in the U.S. Best Buy is issuing a recall for more than 280,000 air fryers due to concern about fire, burn, and laceration hazards. The recall encompasses certain models of the Insignia air fryers and Insignia air fryer ovens. These products were distributed in both Canada and the United States. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.